Hello, listeners. Welcome to the first episode of STEM Gems, where we interview Asian women involved in STEM careers as a minority group, and we discuss with them their personal struggles they experienced while trying to pursue their dreams. Today, we are here with Ms. Ronnie Shaw, who is currently studying computer science at the University of Boston and has worked as a software engineer for Capital One. So how are you doing? So to sort of help our listeners understand what you do, can you sort of explain your career interest and how you got there as well?
Yes, of course. So I am majoring in computer science, like you said, at Boston University. And this kind of started back in my junior and senior year of high school. I started exploring different career options of like what's possibly out there. I knew like I probably was going to do something in STEM because that's like what a lot of my classes were focused in at the time. And then I ended up taking a computer science class, either my junior or my senior year of high school, that had a really amazing teacher who kind of showed me the different opportunities there are in the field and different paths you can take. And having those types of conversations and then connecting with some. There's just an announcement. And connecting with a few other people who were working professionally at the time, it kind of opened me up to like what different things were out there in the technology space, what you could be possibly working on in the next few years. And that sounded really interesting to me. And I just kind of really enjoyed like the style of thinking that was a bit more creative than just like basic math or basic like memorization style of science, where you were maybe like broadening out and doing different types of things. So then I decided to major in computer science, took a whole bunch of introductory courses, started off with a couple of internships that were in different areas, largely financial institutions. And I was like, okay, this seems like something I want to do. And then last summer, I completed an internship at Capital One in Boston in a tech privacy and ethics team building tools for them. And that was where I really like found my niche and my interest in AI ethics and privacy and security among that. So I really want to tailor my future career in that area.
That's amazing. Yeah. And, kind of sort of building off of what you said, I really like what you mentioned about internships, because like my parents as well, they are also software engineers, but before they could really get into that career and get into that job, they had to like work smaller jobs and, like kind of sort of first get some experience, because they found that it was like is really different from just going to college and, learning material, and then also like doing like an internship where you can actually gain some experience. So I love what you mentioned about those things specifically. And so when you were trying to get into the specific field, what were some of the struggles that you felt that you experienced that were particularly associated with being an Asian woman? And how do you felt like that you dealt with those issues?
Yeah, specifically for me, like as an Asian woman, I think that in tech specifically, you see a lot of women and like minority women in like the entry level spaces, maybe just as like regular software engineers or programmers, but it seemed to be fewer and fewer of them up as you went higher up the levels. And seeing like leadership in those spots. So it was definitely kind of trying to see like, okay, what would my career progress path be? And how do I get to like a further level? And talking to those few people who were there and who had achieved it, seeing what they had to say and seeing if they thought that would change in the future. And thankfully they did, like a lot of people who are higher up mentioned that they do see things changing and that there are more opportunities in the next few years for minorities to be able to take on those roles in leadership and not just stay in like the lower kind of part of it and maybe dropping out after a few years. Another thing I noticed was my most recent internship cohort, I think one day my co-intern and I were like kind of had a little bit of free time for like 20 minutes, and we're calculating that maybe 1/6 of like that cohort was women out of the, I want to say like 600 people were there. So maybe only like 100 were women and like 500 people were men. So there's definitely still a discrepancy in tech of who's getting hired, even though in my classes it felt like it was a pretty even balance compared to like that number. So it's definitely just like getting used to, okay, this is different, and how can we change this in the future? And
Yeah.
feeling like just a little different, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's really important that we get more Asian women into these jobs like that are tech related, like not especially with AI and all these new things that are changing, not just like in entry level jobs, but also like, deeper into it. And, I really like how you mentioned like that one point when you mentioned how many like women were actually doing these types of jobs in your own internship.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely something that's important to look at, because if there's not like diverse perspectives, there's whatever internalized biases people have, that's going to reflect in the tools we build, whether that's in accessibility, or if you look at like facial recognition, like a lot of it, they found that there's a lot of bias within these on what they're actually able to pick up between different features. Things like that, or even in like the criminal justice space. So just really thinking about like what's going on behind these tools and who's making the decisions about how they're built.
Right. And as you may know, so our slogan is Breaking Boundaries, Asian Woman Edition. And so for our listeners, what's one piece of advice you could offer them based on your own unique experiences if they wanted to be able to get into a career in STEM?
I think the first thing is, no matter at what time you start to become interested in a career in STEM, just as soon as you realize that you might have that interest, start reaching out to whoever it is, whether it's other classmates or other classmates like families, or even your own like through online like events and things that you can find. Start reaching out and finding out information about the fields that you're interested in, and start building those connections, not just in the sense of like I'm trying to network, but doing it more so like you actually want to learn about someone, you actually want a friendship. I think this idea of just networking for the sake of networking is kind of, it doesn't really get you anywhere in terms of actually finding a job, but what will actually help you is building friendships and relationships with people that's like you feel like you can openly talk to them about your career and their careers. And beyond that as well, just start working on little projects, even no matter how small they are. Just start working on something, like even if it's just researching something, putting that out there, so then you can get some practice and know, okay, this is what it feels like to be working on this. And there's tons of great resources online for every type of field. So yeah.
Yeah, and again, now that we have access to so many more resources too, especially like, with technology, there's so much more that we can actually do to try to get into our careers and have more prior experience before we even like, go into college and any of that. So I really like what you mentioned about that. All right, well, thank you so much for this amazing interview. I think this is a great place to end off right here. Again, listeners, I hope you've enjoyed getting to listen to Miss Ronnie Shah, who is currently studying at the University of Boston as a computer science major. And if you guys want to be able to contact her or get any other information from her, I will go ahead and link her Instagram details on the Instagram post that is going to be coming about this episode on the podcast. So be sure to check out STEM Gems podcast on Instagram. And again, thank you so much for this amazing interview. Listeners, be sure to check out the next episode coming soon, and I hope you guys have a great day.